This is you people must suffer for my rabbonus. Last night, a fellow showed up, 10:45. He just had his tefillin examined there, and they found 4 negios, 4 osos that are touching each other. Yes. The problem is that the fellow he bought it from also presented him with a computer, a Hechsher. You know that's now standard. Sifrei Torah and Tefillin, Mezuzos. That there is a computer program that they're supposed to have that checks for negios also. It doesn't. I had it several times already over the last few years. Checks for chosav yesav, a missing letter, missing word, that yes, it doesn't do well on the negios. Why? I think the sensitivity of the optic system on your machine is not set high enough, and only since Sapphos involves also very thin tag inside with osos. Okay, so that made me decide that I'm going to give you one more of Chazoke. I told you that our the sugi, it seems to be a little esoteric in Meseches Nida, how it impacts so heavily on so many other halachas. So we've discussed already what we discussed Mila, right? And Agavulche Katlonus, that came in right from the Gemara later on Samar Dalet, that we discussed. And we discussed basically Rosho, in other words, Chaybe Malkus, that Machis and the Kippur, and what was the other one we covered already? Okay. We discussed Mila and Katlonus.
Bugs.
Okay. And Rishus. Right there. And then what? And Mosul. The other one, Mosul. There are two things in Malkus and in Mesila. Okay. So the question is, how can you trust that your children are kosher? That's the problem. Especially if you bought your children before they were doing computer checks and so on. And are there also plain ziyufim? Are you talking here about a din d'oraisa? So you need a chazoke that is kosher. How do you get a cheskas kasher? That's a good question. You buy a pair of children, you pay big money, and you want all kind of hidurim, and you don't know who the man is. Go to Eretz Yisrael, they go into a Mechel Svarim, they buy. It says, yeah, it's a good Sefer wrote it.
Erech?
Huh?
Can you say Erech?
The what?
On the Brachel of Atala.
Oh, so that's what is adequate? Right. What is adequate? What's the real problem? Well, that's your question first. And Erech is no better than Shnei Edim who say, I really don't know, but he told me that.
Indeed.
What's he saying? Does he say that I wrote the film the kosher? He said, I bought the film from somebody. Right? And he said that he's kosher. There's no edus at all. Okay.
Eid mipi'eid is a chisaron by Eid Echad?
Huh?
Eid mipi'eid is a chisaron by Eid Echad?
Naturally. Eid mipi'eid is no better by Eid Echad than by Shaeid. Eid just means you have to testify.
But
you have a cheskas kashrus, right? And you testify, and that gives you your.
But it's not edus of nebezdin.
I'm sorry.
It's not edus of nebezdin.
What's got to do with it? We're talking about ed mi piyed is not because of chesaron in ma'aser bezdin. The bezdin doesn't accept every piyed. Ed mi piyed is there's no hagodas edus. I believe you. Bori b'shem or bori odif. Right? Why don't you believe the Shema? And amigu kitayna bori. What's the answer? I believe you. I believe you, Shema. I believe you that you bought it from another man. Doesn't tell me, doesn't it? Okay. So I thought I would add that to your notes on the Shia. Here you have that sugya. The Mishnah. Skip a little piece of Gemara. It's repetitive of what we've been learning, and you people, I think, have had your belly full of Gimel Reels, 90 days gaps, etc. etc. Okay. Here's the Gemara. Gemara nailed it. Right? You pick it up. Omar Rab. Mamish. Touch it at every point of Chazokir and Gimel Pomin and so on and so forth. You have it about a quarter down from the other. Oh my God, how okay, feel me, Misha ain't a mumcha. Take a quick look at the Machaber, the other side. That's the halacha. You can only buy from a mumche. You have to know he's a mumche. Right? And then how do you use a mumche? That already fine. There you have. People have checked up on him. For 20, 30 years, this man is writing parshas, right? And no one finds anything wrong with it. But where do you find such a man? That's not how you bought your children. You bought your children from a merchant, right? Who buys from Sofrim, and then he sells. Therefore he says, Lokach mevisha ina mumcha, right? Then you have a problem. We'll go back to the mother first, as the mother say. The Chatzchila, you're supposed to buy from a mumche. But you didn't buy from a mumche. Bodek shtayim shayad v'acha shalosh, or shtayim shalosh v'acha shayad. No different than your head of lettuce. I'm sorry, you have to add, we also discussed toloyim. We get it pretty well. Okay? So it's like a head of lettuce. Check three leaves. There are no buds on the three leaves. Everything's okay. Right? So what was this bright idea? Go ahead, be boy the shayim shayad, achar shalos, shayor, achar shayad, why? Monoshach. Imi chagav v'kozovin. If there's one sofa that you're buying from,
lived over. Let him check three times. Once a chilik, Oshal Yad, Oshal Osh. Why do you say one hand, one shach? What are you trying to do?
See, here's the Hezbo now.
What chazoke are you trying to establish? And the man, you're really asking, but Ismachi Gabro, you bought from someone who's not a mumche, meaning he has no reputation for being a mumche. So you want to check, is he a mumche? I'll check three times he wrote him. Whichever thing he wrote, three times, good enough. Why must it be Yad and Rosh? The oceans are the same. The halachas are the same. If, however, you're buying, meaning the one you bought from buys from two or three sofim, right then, kol chad b'kad livoi b'dika, then I gotta go ahead and find out which sofa wrote which parsha and check him three times. What's the good of checking three, or maybe three trillion from three different sofrim? I'll only have checked them only once for their mumchiyut. And I want to establish mumchiyut on the individual by saying him do three times.
Would you have such a loch about three times on the gavre ismachi? And you should learn it in Hilchos Shabbos. So that Shabbos supposed to be, you're all supposed to be mumche on Hilchos Shabbos for some reason. Yeah, you should remember it. Okay? Can you go outside on Shabbos with a kameya? Remember Zaloche? With an amulet. A parsha written by some Spanish mystic, right? It's supposed to protect you from swine flu. Remember the halacha?
The words.
No, you can't. What's the reason for it?
If it works.
What's the halacha? If?
If it works.
It's ismachi. If ismachi got, or it says, if one sofa wrote three magical amulets, right, for three different things, and it worked. Then it's machi gavra.
Then anything he writes.
And he's in good reputation. Yeah. If, however, it's only on this amulet, it had to work for three people, three times, for the many on different needs. That's the same halachas, they intertwine. So what does three times do? This is where I've used that expression before. Sadno de Avo Chadhu. The lie of the land is one. Or better yet, the Yama Talmud covers the earth. And you don't swim in one place without making a ripple that affects the other place as well. Halach is intertwined. Tell you that the shaila nida depends upon the halachas of how you buy the lettuce. It seems strange. If I tell you how you buy the lettuce and fill it, and how you kill people for being mosul, right? Yeah. All is the same sugya, right? It is critical sugya in chazoka. So I told you I don't think there's any topic that is so widespread in Shas as the topic of Chazoka. So what does he see here?
Lolo micha gabo zovin. Ubinan dismachi bishel yad u bishel rosh.
I don't exactly know why. Difficult to give the halachic hezbo. If it's on the maisik siva, it's the same thing. Tzum Zosios,
Rebbe, you don't know, was the parchment made with Shema, etc., etc. All that is, whatever problems you have with Shalosh, Yahweh Shariyad, resolve it in one, it should be resolved in the other as well. Meaning three from either Yad or Osh. My love, Osh or Shal Yad or Shal Shal Osh. No, Shal Osh Mehen Shal Yad, Mehen Shal Osh. Right? Three of Yad and Osh. Two of one and one of the other. Hotoni Rabchakana Bitfilin Bodik Shtayim Shal Yad Shal Shal Osh. That's the, you go back to our original machlokes. Okay? So we're holding it so far. That you need Shaliyad and Shalosh separate, and you need three or two, depending on the machlokes of Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Right? Same machlokes we have in our Gemara. So you might ask, Irebi, Amos Sefer, the Chaim Bitsevis. Bitsevis. Bitsevis means a group, a grouping, a bundle. Okay? Chaim Bitsevis Hasheini, the Chaim Bitsevis Hashishi. Right? You have to examine the second and the third. So Irebi, Shishi mi Yisrael. Well, he doesn't change his mind. Rebbe says, two is enough. Rebbe, Shishmi, say, why does Rebbe require three? He established Chazok over two. And the Gemara, Mode Rebbe, Bitzvosim. Why? Dimitre Dilta Gavri Zobin. When your Moicha Svorim, your Moicha Tfilin, he buys a bundle of tefillin, not from the same sofa, but there's a middleman who puts together tefillin from different sofrim, and he buys a bundle. Memele, he has to check three times to catch a third sofa involved there. Well, why not a third? Maybe a fourth, right? Then he says, what? Yehochi, if you're afraid of that many sofrim made up this bundle, afil revi'i nami, afil chamishi nami. Well, enoch nami, you're quite right. I think on the shlishi, lafuki micheskia, lolam afil revi'i chamishi. What is he telling you? That from every sofrim, you have to be bodik. Okay, and bodik how many? I mean, like his Rebbe, from the wheel, two or three. The end result is that if you're buying a bundle, you have to examine each and every pair of two. Now this doesn't take into account anything else. It's things that are not noticeable. Like the Shmo. That's the right feeling, the Shmo.
Yeah, I remember some years ago when a really interesting a family came to from Russia. That was in the 1970s, maybe 73, 74. Family came from Russia. The
family came from a town near where Rabbi Feinstein's Zatzal was called Luba. So he came to visit my shul. Asked me to be present, I was there too. And they presented something with a boy of 17, 18. And he tells my father-in-law that this boy 17, 18 has finished 3-4 Masechtas. Many series of Masechtas. My shred didn't respond. Fine, well, after they left, I asked my shred, why did you talk to the boy who didn't learn and see what he learned? He says, I didn't believe them. It's not possible that someone in Russia learned 3 or 4 Masechtas. Period. That's problem is to say, when they heard the stories of Hitler, what he was reading in Russia, they always say, oh, it's a Stalin kommt nicht. As bad as Stalin, he cannot be. Didn't have all the facts in, but his idea of the epitome of evil was Stalin. Nothing could be worse than Stalin. Couldn't believe that anyone could be learning Torah in Russia. After that, the young man came back many times, like a fine Talmud Chacham, ended up there in Eretz Yisrael, and ultimately married Rosh Hashiva's daughter, a Chashuva fellow. His father of this boy said something while we're talking. He spoke about the status of Yiddishkeit as he left it. He said, all he can tell me is that so many of the people who were writing mezuzahs and tefillin, he says, during the years before Hitler came in, when there was still communism, he says, most of them were Mechalel Shabbos. They knew how to write, they were artistic, they once learned how to write, and therefore there's a suffix on all the stuff that comes from Russia, he said, whether the kosher tefillin, the kosher sifrei Torah. You're going to be bodik in tefillin, how are we going to tell whether Mechalel Shabbos wrote it? In a down economy, that may be a good way to make a living. Nowadays, what does the mezuzah cost? $40? $45? Investment is only time, not much money investment. Money from mezuzah may cost a dollar. So what do you have here? First of all, you have to understand that the chazaka of being a kosher yid, that everybody had. When the kosher said, a fellow wrote tefillin after he became a mumah, right? And knew how to write, so he kept on writing Sifra Torah and Tefillin to earn a living. A whole bunch of chazokas that precede this. Look how the Mechaber, look how the Mishul of all Paschals. Lokach me misha in a mumche, sov le botkon. What do you check on? Some things I can't check on. I can't check on Shmo, I can't check on what he was Bechal Shabbos or not. But every Jew, and maybe there's a chazoke that everyone who writes tefillin must be a Jew, I might have a goy writing tefillin also. The boat come bechselos v'yiselos, hu adin v'tunos osios in ein kalocha. They said, "Vi locho shem yivdar shol shma, hakol b'kiyin b'zeh." What does that mean? I'm choshes only on mum chiyut. I'm not choshes on kashrus of the individual. What he knows, pa'alocha, he will do. I'm afraid he doesn't know how to make a shin. He doesn't know how to write a tzaddik. therefore, when I'm choishes aran on that, which requires special mumchiyut, when I'm what hakol b'kiyum is there, that he what? That b'mezid he's going to do something, not that I'm choishes. I'll show you in my Mishnah Berurah at home, there, I have in Hilchos Mezuzah, yeah, I have a mezuzah which I bought in Haifa. As I mentioned to you, we had to give a house gift to visiting a relative in Haifa. So we stepped into a Mercha Sorum and bought a fancy, artistic mezuzah cases, right? But it comes with a mezuzah. But yeah, it comes, you sell it all together with a mezuzah. Right, so I open it up. Zeus is on paper, photocopy on plain paper. That's what people would be buying, hang on the wall. Is that when I push it? But this man told about the people in Russia, there's some Chalei Shabbos who were sitting and writing film in the Zeus now, which I are in a living editor. That speaks to the basic kashrus of a Jew. Every Jew comes with a chesed kashrus. Unless you know otherwise, you have to grant it. But longus doesn't come with genetic birth of a Jew. For that, you need further proof. Therefore, what do you do then? Yes. Lokach mimenu meyog tzitzos. Right, he bought from him 100 units. Bought it from him 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No different than took him to lawyer. Him, Mosam Shedim, who's like Zeho Ish, Marekulum Shedim. Two things. Then the one, if you know the source of whoever wrote this, he now has a good reputation. Right? Vein Hashar Sol Benika. Vein Rokhon Svosim Svosim. He bought one bundle, meaning from different sofrim. Cheskoso me anoshim harbe heim lukuchim. The vikir bodei be called svas, beir shalos vecha shayad, beir shal vecha shalosh, right? From each, well, each svas, what does it mean for each svas? So he seems to be learning, I bought a bundle from one sofer, a bundle from another sofer, and I made a bigger bundle, right? A bigger wholesale unit from it. Look at Chobez and Mishbura. They in a shower require bdika because who shomer she kosvam be'atzmo, or shomer she lo chamei odam echod. The tilly is also odam kosvam hakol be'atzmo. Ki mishem mitzvas echod. We assume it came from one bundle there. Okay, so there are little bundles which you buy from each unit, each individual sofa, and then, as they're like a middleman who then buys from a whole bunch of sofrim, and he then sells it in a bigger bundle to somebody. Okay, so that's the last unit to tie in with our sugya of chazaka.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask a question on side topic?
Yeah.
You mentioned checking ahead of lettuce. And you said, you mentioned checking three leaves and three leaves out of a head. That's how you pass. Can you check, wash first and then check three leaves, and if the three leaves are fine, that's all you need?
Sure. The assumption, a correct assumption, is that whatever you're going to find, you'll find on the outer leaves. The inner leaves, in other words, the bugs, any bug that got in the inner leaf, I mean, early in the growing season, would no longer be have its integrity. It would deteriorate, it would disintegrate. You would see it as dirt. Therefore, the problem is always insects from the outside laying eggs on it, or worms on the outside crawling in. Therefore, the top three leaves are the biggest. It's true for cabbage as well.
Oh, so not just any three leaves, but the outer three.
Outer leaves, yeah. Naturally. The wise guy, you cut the lettuce in half and take out three leaves from the middle and say they're okay. No, it's the outer leaves that have the chashash. Okay? Back to the Gemara. We have time to finish that off. Run that food on the base. I wanted to skip the summer, but it's hard to skip. Pick up three lines from the tap as well, up to Omarula. Okay. Let me stick to my plan. If we had, we'll if you people want, we'll do this on it later. I wanted to tie in this unit of Chazokas. Right. Remember how we learned Pshat, the critical Pshat, really opens up that whole sugya. I told you there are two Chazokas that we're dealing with. More than two, but two Chazokas that we were emphasizing. One, whether she's Huzak as a member of a group, and second, whether she has a Chazoka. Therefore, if Lo Higia Zaman Liros, she saw it the first time, my question is, was it a chance happening, or does it show that she's now entered into a group of women who see them? I say there's no basis to assume that. She has a cheskas eno roedam. She's a lohigia. She didn't reach the time of Ria's dam, chronologically. Therefore, we say, no, it's only a chance. Second time, we say, also want to say it's a chance. Why? Because you have to move her into another group from a group she's in. She belongs to a group who doesn't see Dam. So we gave her the second one. Right? Third time, it proves that she's Kechol HaRashim. She established a Chazoka of three times of seeing. Actually, it should be two times. After the second time, why is it different than anyone or a girl she gives man aliros? We said she sees the first time dayeshato, but the second time already mitame meisleis. Why? Because by shaila, whether she belonged to that group or not, the first time said she belongs to the group. Only child is, why didn't I ask her right away? I say, because there's such a variance in the group. Some see it at 14, some see it at 16, some at 18, some at 12, right? Therefore, I couldn't say for sure that the one time means was not a chance happening to her. But by the second time already, since my mind said the first time already, Miss Thomas, she belongs to that group. She's already Igiyaz Manaliros. By Ktana Shalo Igiyaz Manaliros, my problem is, I got to move her out of a group that she's in. She's in a group. Gears my leos. Shaila is, did it happen to her? So one time could be a chance, second time not. Right, that's the chili. But if Loi is manalios, she now belongs to a group who are musulekes midomim. And therefore I want to say, what, she broke out of that group. For that, I can't do that with one riyah. Two riyahs, right? Oh, there already I have a real suffix. Maybe she's leaving that group. But still, like, not enough to break her chazokia that she's in a group of musulekes midomim. Okay, so there's another case of chance, or is this a chazokia? Is she establishing a new chazokia or not? It's a way out case. We didn't even learn it in the Shulchan Aruch. We sort of skipped over that in the other day. A beset la onsin, a beset the kfitza. Right. It's a strange case. We don't think it has any application. As one as that, where what? Some physical activity that the woman has to do that brings on the beset. So pick up that Gemara and Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph from an Aleph.
Rebbe, that a woman has to do, or that she, or that if it, or that if that activity happens, it will start her beset.
I'm sorry, if it happens, right?
Well, no, that's what I'm asking. Is it that her beset won't begin unless she does X?
Wait,
if she does X, her beset will begin.
That's the Gemara. It's right in the Gemara here. Okay. Goes on the end of the Mishnah. The last line in the Mishnah, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, is what the Gemara is referring to. Refresh your memory, take a look at the Gemara. Dimroso Rishona Meones Afashniya Dayashata. What does that mean? That if the first riyah she had came about meonis, right? Then she did the same thing again, whatever she did, we'll soon see. In this case, she entered the marathon or something, we'll see. Then the second one also, why? It's a way out case. You mean she has a chazokia that every time she runs the marathon, she becomes a nida? If she doesn't run the marathon's once in 10 years. Therefore, it says the second time, in other words, he's not establishing any kind of chazokis. What about the third time? That's the question. What do you mean to say? And he is a little bit of simple mathematics, but it's also simple logic. It's also semantic. The language doesn't even allow you to say it. If she had a chance happening, did she make a chazoka? Did she establish a chazoka with a chance happening? It's tata the sasa. These are self-contradictory words. Is a chance happening? Then it can't be a chazoka. Means you say that at some point there's no longer a chance happening. You say she also may own this. What does it mean with also may own this? Every time she takes a pill, she becomes a leader. In case halacha l'maaseh, in the years, 20 years or so, when postmenopausal women were given pills, many of them began menstruating. Not the full menstruation, little menstruation, but they end up going to mikveh. They had the shilas all the time. The woman hasn't been postmenopausal for 5, 6, 7 years. Finally,
she wasn't feeling well, etc. The doctor recommended she go on the hormone pills. And then she comes up with, oh, what a terrible thing. Right? She goes on the hormone pills, and she finds a kisser, she makes a bdikin, she finds she's lower down, right? Which is what you would expect to happen when you are on the hormone pills. But you have to take the hormone pills not. Can you establish whenever she takes a hormone pill, she can get has a veset? Of course you can. Why? Here's the key point. Because it's rational. In order to establish chazok, I need a rational basis. Chazok says, the mind says, what happened before will happen again. Not hocus pocus, it's not a magical thing. My problem is, here's a woman who tells me the only time she becomes a nidah is when she does pole vaulting. When she does jumping. The Mishnah says, Horsam Onis, once, twice, is still Dayashata. It's still chance happenings. It came a onus. What's onus? The Gemara explains, Omar Rav Huna. Kofza Barosa, Kofza Barosa, Kofza Barosa. 3 times? We're going to follow the rules you set down. According to Hashim Ben Gamliel, 3 times. No. Now she has a veset. A veset for what? Every time she jumps, she has to make a bedika. And if you hold that vesos daraisa, and she didn't make a bedika, she's a surah levaila. Right? Remember that chilik? If vesos darabonon, then lo bodka, she has to make a bedika sometime. But if vesos daraisa, and she didn't make a bedika beyond vesta, we assume orer bezman obo, we assume she became a nida and she's a surah levaila. Let me say, she has a best lamai. Ilim liyomim. She now has a best liyomim. The days that she jumped 3 times, assuming it was the same day of the month, she now has a chazokim for the day of the month. Well, you can't say that. Chazokim means you expect it to happen. Ho kol yom od lo kovas lo chazoi. But she doesn't jump, she doesn't see it. So it can't be the day is golem in it. Veset says she has a chazokil of orer b'zman abo. When is he coming? Every time the calendar date comes around, then you assume she's a nida? No. All the evidence we have is only when she's kofitz, when she jumps. Right? Elo what then? Likvitzos. It means every time she jumps, she has to make a bedika. Vosanya, we learned in a brisa, nonsense. You can't say that. You can't say that a chance happening is a chazoke. The words are self-contradictory. Vosanya kol shetikvenu machmasones afila kama pomim lo kava veset. The mathematical concept of a veset is like a repetitive number. It has to come up again. There's nothing repetitive number to come up again when it depends upon an outside act. That it can't be anything that is intrinsic, is extrinsic. Something from the outside is doing it. When the outside is doing it, depending on the outside force, then you can't call it a chazokah. My love, it means lo kova veset klal. No. Lo kova veset liyomim luchude ulikvitzos luchude. Avo kova lo veset liyomim ulikvitzos. You look on the calendar, you see that she jumped on the second day of the chodesh and became a nida. Or jumped on the first day of the chodesh
Same thing, and became a nida on the second day of the chodesh. It was also the same. Also, that relationship was also good. And it happened three times. So I know, whenever the day of the calendar comes around, and she should go jumping, right? The husband tells her to go jump, right? Then she becomes a nida. Aval kavol or besed. The yomim ul kvitzos. Aval kavol or besed. The yomim ul kvitzos. Right. Lo kavol besed. The yomim lechudi lekvitzos lechudi. Aval, but when they, the two occurrences, right, coincide. It's the same day, and she does the same act. Kavala vesed liyam ul kvitzos. So Imo says, what do I need the kvitzos for? You tell me it's the same day in the calendar, and she jumps. Forget about her jumping. She became a nida the same day of the calendar. Three times she has a chazakah of hafloga, a chazakah of a chodesh, chazakah liyamim. Thank you, Gemara. Right. Kavod Avesed liyomim lekvitzos liyomim lechudi pshita. Amar Rav Rashi, and the kofes bechad b'Shabbos v'chazoi, the kofes bechad b'Shabbos v'chazoi. Then b'Shabbos kofzo b'lo chazoi, or lechad b'Shabbos on Sunday she saw dam, b'lo kvitza. Mao the same igloi milson before the yomudika gorim lo kvitzo, kamash balon the kvitzo nama des will go more. Had the lo chazoim to the katel a motos man kvitzo. What is that you know? That both kvitzo and yoma have to be evaluated each time. If it's the same day three times, I don't care whether she went jumping and ego jumping. In fact, she saw Dhamma on the same day three times. She has a veset. A veset v'yomim. Question is, here, that there was a kvitzah there. Was this kvitzah significant or not? I say yes. Since the yomim went along with the kvitzah, I can't separate the yom from the kvitzah. Then the two went together. And even if there was a kvitzo, and then she saw a dam the following day, I say, fine. That's also normal. That something should stimulate, should initiate the nida process, and it takes 24 hours before it reveals itself. What's the Gemara doing to us here? What's the Gemara getting involved in this? Look at Lishna Achina. I'll show you what the real, really intriguing thing here is. Lishna Achina, Omar Abchuna, Kofza Barosa, Kofza Barosa, Kofza Barosa, Kabbalah Vesel, Yomim, Veloli Kvitzos. No. Forget about the Kvitzos. There was Yomim. Hechadomi, Amar Vashi, the Kofes Bechab Shabbos Bechazoi. Chab Shabbos Bechazoi. Ube Shabbos Kofza Velo Chazoi. Right? Ulechad b'Shabbos achina chazoi b'lo kvitza. Hosam igloi milsa di yom ahur kagorem. That's quite so. Right? What happened? She saw two times there. And then what? One time she jumped and didn't see. And one time she saw without jumping. That shows you the jumping had to do with it. And forget about the jumping. Jumping obviously is no factor. The key factor seems to be just a day. Also, we glory milsa the yom ha'kol golem. So we have another halacha. I want to tie in with it, and we'll stop and pick up again next week. If you look in the Vestos, this belongs with the Hilchos Nidah class. Looking for something that I had here. Look at. Oh, you don't have your Yodeas here. Let me create it. We didn't cover this in the morning shiur. We skipped over these strange bestows. Right? Okay, so. Have a little check. So, here. You could pay test, you test. Yesh kovaz veset alei mikrim shiyaro begufo. Kigan, we might have said this in class already. I think so. Kigan shemefahekes yawns. Yeah, I put a check in. We discussed it in class, right? Or misateshe, she sneezes, right? Or she has pains in the stomach, bekreso, right? Im yorolo shlosha pomim beroso kovolo vesit shebekol pam shichoshesh behem asur l'shabesh. Okay? V'chol eilu ha-vesto shebegufo ein lo zman yudua el b'chol pam shiikre lo ze ha-mikre hu vesit. So why not kofta? The halacha treats it with great respect. Here we have a brayse hotanya kosher tigveno machmasones afilo kama pamim lo kovah veset. I told you because I tarta the sasa, I can't have a chance happening, right? Become a veset. But here you have a chance happening. He suddenly gets into a sneezing spell. The Gemara says it doesn't, not one sneeze. There's a fit of sneezing, like someone with hay fever. Or this yawning that is, not she yawns once, but yawns and yawns and yawns, right? And sometimes happens. So what's the big clinic here? That's important. Okay?
One is an accidental occurrence from the outside, and one is an internal occurrence. A chance occurrence is a chance occurrence because it's not rational. I don't understand why, if she jumps, that brings on the needles. Therefore, I don't want to tell you that's a thing that has been established, because the mind says it can't be established. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, all I will able to do is question, maybe it's the Yomim, the Jumping Post, the Yomim, etc. But there's a price in it, Vartanya, that says we're not going to accept a vessel that's based solely upon onus. Onus meaning an outside occurrence. But the Gemara, what the Sugi is talking about in Kupe Tes Yutes, talking about something internal in the woman. Right? A pain, you say, oh, that's associated with menstruation. Right? This, whatever happens to make a person yawn, these are physiological changes in the body. That I would, therefore, even though it's nothing, I understand why the connection. But if you tell me it is, I can accept it. I would like to have more proof, but it's acceptable to me. So that you see that the basis for declaring something an onus chance happening and not is really the rational mind. If you can rationalize and say, yes, it could be, then I'm willing to accept it as a vessel. It's a big chiddush. It's only week in Yom Pshat in that sukkah. On Monday, I'll repeat this. There, I'll show you. There's big machlokas to show them. Essentially, in the Bali Nefesh Laraibit that I mentioned a number of times to you, under in at least the text that I have, underneath the text, there's a commentary from the Baal Hamor, the Rozo. And that's one of the big machlokas in the Raibit and the Rozo, you see, and how you treat an outside, irrational occurrence that you want to make into a visit. Okay? Let's stop here. Do a few minutes of chumash. Okay? Do people know what parsha comes this week? Oh, Hashem. Made it. Okay. What in Chai Sora holds your interest? Anything of special interest? What are the big topics in Chai Sora?
There's the shidduch that Avram has Eliezer go to make.
Okay. You have this Eliezer, Eben Avram, plays a big role in this week's settling. What halacha? I don't want to go into that one though, but you should be aware of it. But the law of Nachash, right, omens, signs, purges on Avodah Zorah. Right? And therefore, Eliezer, who is a tzaddik, he had to make sure that his Nachash, like Tosafot points out, is not a Nachash of Esau. And as many of the Achronim point out, his Nachash was also rational. I'm looking for Balas Chesed, for Yitzchok, so I made this deal, any girl that will offer to a tired traveler, offer him water and help him water his camels, right? It's a sign she's a Balas Chesed. I can justify that. Right? I want to call attention to something else. First, let's show a nice shtickle Torah. Two, actually. Eliezer comes into Lavan's house, Lavan Shul's house, and he says in Pasuk Chavdalad Lamed Gimel, "Vayusam lefonav lechol, vayomer lo ochal adam dibarti dovo, dvorai."
I'm not going to speak, not going to eat until I speak. Okay, this is special information for Chassanim. Well, why would the Torah put that in? Is that relevant to anything? Nothing in the Torah doesn't teach us. What's it teaching us? Eliezer said, no, we're not gonna eat. Don't eat. Who are you threatening? I won't eat till I finish talking. Start talking, don't eat. You don't have to tell anybody you're not going to eat until you finish talking. Just start talking, that's all. Maseches Kala, one of the Maseches Ketanos, which are post-Talmudic, right? We learn Birchas Chassanim from Eliezer. He says at the end of the story, Vayivochu es Rivka. Here we know that there's a Birchas Chassanim. Look in Tosfos Iksuvos and Daf Zayin Omid Beis. Yiva Maskul Shenemar. Hainu Birchas Eresin. Why? Because Tosfos points out that Birchas Nesuin we learn from Boaz. We call together 10 people for the town. That's, you know, you need a Asora for the Birchas Nesuin, etc. So we're referring to Birchas Eresin. If that's the case, you learn from Eliezer. What from Eliezer? Eliezer wasn't marrying her. He was a shliach for Yitzchak. May you see that when the shliach gives kedushin, you can be mekadesh on the shliach makes the birchas eresin. You with us? Let's take this outline on the base. Second point. We pass in Aloche, right? Look in Ebenezer, Simon Samach Aleph. Shenogu Shachosun Rakala Besanim Biyom Chuposan. And the Beis Shmuel on the daf there gives two reasons. Number one, Ayom Slicho. That's part of the wearing of the kittel, right? Those who wear kittel, the Yekis don't wear kittel, so they don't like the idea. It's a strange idea, of course, to wear a kittel, because the kittel is supposed to remind you of Yom Kippur, Beged Shel Mason. The Beged Shel Mason, right? That's why the old minhag, which is rapidly disappearing, that a yeshiva bacha doesn't walk down with his kittel, he puts something over the kittel. It may be a yom slicha mechila yisko yom hamisa for him. I'm coming not to awake, I'm coming to a party. Right? I don't want to see no tachichim, people walking around in shrouds. Right? So therefore they cover it up. That's where the minig developed that way. Nowadays somehow that minig is dying, everybody is wearing the kittel without covering it up. Why, I don't know. And even yeshiva bite have been doing it. Even the last second generation Kleinstein weddings, they didn't cover it up. They walked out with a kittel. I think it's improper. Either you do a minig, you don't do a minig. You actually say it's a stupid minig, I don't want to do it. Fine. His father don't have the minig. They have the minig instead of wearing a talus under the chuppah that covers both. The chosim and kallah.
Rabbi, when you say walk down with a kittel,
yeah,
you mean put on a kittel under the chuppah, or you mean
no.
Walk with it?
The usual system was then go under. Now it became a ceremonial. They call out the names. Two people come up and help the chosim with his kittel. And they give a special recognition to the Chinese laundry that laundered the kittle. Yeah. Second reason why you fast on the day. Shomer yishtakru. Shouldn't be a stag party where they drag the chosan in with two people holding him on both sides because he can't walk. Right? So make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into. So the Beit Shmuel there says, remember in Aloche, a father can accept Kedushin for his Bito Ktana. It says that that's the case. The father has to fast on the day he accepts Kedushin for his daughters. He also have a clear mind, know what he's doing. Okay? I told you, Shikol Toira. That explains why Eliezer said, "Vayusem lefon of lecho, lo ochal al Hashem divarti dovo." I can't eat until I say my thing. What thing do I want to say? Hareyad mekudeshesli, hareyad mekudeshesli Yitzchak. I'm a shliach to be mekadesh. Therefore, lo ochal daber, lo ochal lecho. I can't possibly eat until I say my piece. Because the one who makes the Kedushin has to fast, just like the father has to fast on the day he arranges the Kedushin for his daughter. Likewise, the Shliach has to fast so that it should be with a rational mind. Okay? That's a little Shikol Torah you can say over. Nice. Where I picked this up, I can't even tell you. But it's in my notes for many, many years. Yeah. I'll give you something that's mine. This is not, that is not mine. I don't know where it came from. I can't give you the authorship. But it's a nice little piece. Only been my thing, which my feeling is said the first shiur of the Kedushin a few years ago, I said, how do you know you're Mekadesh with money? Shenema Kicho Mizdeyefo. Kika Kishisha. It says, Kesev Hasode Kach Mimeni, Kifke. Okay. You're the next person in class. Anyone have time coming up?
Same day.
Same day.
Yeah? And
same
you too.
Day.
Okay. I'd like to kill the shidduch.
Why?
Okay. I want you to call your girlfriend up before Shabbos, which of the Shabbos, and tell her, let me tell you what we're going to do under the chuppah. I just finished buying a car, and under the chuppah I'm going to buy a wife. Shenemar kiche kiche mizayefo. Just as I buy a field, I buy a wife. That can kill the shidduch, right? You buy a wife. What kind of nonsense? What kind of sushi is that? It's in Sophie. Mommy, that's, I'm making a kinyan with a woman. Can you buy a person? You can buy only objects. You can't buy a subject. You can't buy a human being. There's no way to, no kinyan is chal on a human being.
How about
that? Ever kanani. I thought. So, very good. So you explain that to your caller. I'll buy you like a ship for kananis. Right? Doesn't bother anybody. Bothered me very much for the first time we heard it. And give me a nice husband. Look at the text. Text of the Chumash. Ephron is yelling, what? I'm giving you my tana. Did Avram have to buy the field? He got it with Nei B'nei Ches, right? There, public. He gifted the field to Avram. Abram didn't need a kinyan for acquisition to acquire it. He had the Tovus Matana. He rejected the Matana and said, no. Why do I say it? Kesev asod de kach mimeni. I want you to take money for it. Oh, man, you should be. Why should you want to do that for? Because I want my action to have the Bichas Hashem. God promised me, L'zaruch ha'etei l'sorot hazos. My money comes from God. I have nothing. Vashem, Bechas, Avon, Makov, whatever I have comes from Rebbeinu Shalom. I want it to be an act of the Rebbeinu Shalom giving me the field, not Ephraim giving me the field. Ephraim wanted to give me my Matana field. I don't want it from him. I want God to give it to me. God gave me money. I can buy the field. That's Miyad Hashem. That's the beginning fulfillment of the promise. That's what Chazal is telling you. I learned kiche kiche miseyefo. I gave her money. Don't think the money is a kinyan kesef. We'll talk about it in kinyan kesef. But it's not a kinyan kesef. It's a kinyan. It's not shaykh. I can't make a kinyan out of woman. It's a kinyan what? That says, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me this woman. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me Chevron, not a phone. I want to announce that there was a Boam Yom, Koydim Yisiyos Avlad, they said, Ploni Leplonis, right? This is what we're doing. Therefore, it's well said, you should know this is Kiche Kiche Mizayefon. Okay, that's a little bit better than buying a wife. Okay.
That's mine.
That
was the halacha lemaisa for this year.
Yeah.
Down, sir.